Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman says he shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in self-defense during a confrontation after calling the police emergency line to report a suspicious person.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
The case has cast a spotlight on Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which gives people the right to protect themselves with deadly force even outside of their homes. Zimmerman told police he shot Martin after the teenager punched him and slammed his head on the sidewalk. Authorities did not charge Zimmerman with a crime because of the law. But former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who signed the statute in 2005, doesn't think it applies in the Trayvon Martin case.
Stand your ground means stand your ground. It doesn't mean chase after somebody who's turned their back.
Supporters of the Stand Your Ground law say it has reduced violent crime and protects citizens who are trying to defend themselves. Greg Stone favors expanding gun rights laws.
It's been proven over and over and over again that it'll make it more safe. An armed society is a polite society.
Daniel Gross with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence disagrees and told members of Congress the law needs close examination.
In Florida, law enforcement authorities don't have the discretion to take away licenses to carry concealed weapons, even from those who have killed unarmed people, which occurs with alarming regularity in states like Florida with Stand Your Ground, or more aptly named, Shoot First, Ask Questions Later laws.
Florida law enforcement data indicates the number of justifiable homicide cases tripled in the first 5 years the Stand Your Ground law was on the books. Florida criminal defense attorney Kendall Coffey via Skype.
The way it is being applied and the way juries are reacting, it's tantamount to a license to kill anytime the shooter makes a claim of self-defense and there are no eyewitnesses to contradict the shooter's claim.
Former Florida State Senator Darrell Peden, who helped craft the law, says it was not meant to allow abuse.
This law says nothing about vigilante type law. It has nothing about following anyone. It has nothing about having those premeditated points like carrying a gun when you're following anyone. It has no issue about confrontation in the street or in a bar or anyplace else. Those issues are not addressed or were not intended to be addressed in this law.
More than half of all U.S. states have similar laws.
It is unconscionable to think that someone could commit a murder and say it's self-defense.
The controversy surrounding them continues to grow. Many of the demonstrators who have taken to the streets since the Trayvon Martin shooting hope lawmakers will take a closer look and take steps to revise them. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.